It's a long way from any front line, but these volunteers are doing what they can for their country's war effort. The director of this company decided when the war broke out, he had to do something.
I was thinking, what can I do and how can I help in this war at my age? I saw that people were getting weapons, but there was nothing to protect them.
This is what his company was doing before the war, creating laser light presentations for company events and promotions. Now his staff, helped by volunteers, make the plates needed for body armor, with Ukraine struggling to find enough for its expanding ranks of soldiers. The finished plates are then put inside a vest, one front and one back, at the rate of more than 200 pieces of body armor per week, and all of them going to the front as soon as they're made. The first plates were tested to make sure they can stop high-velocity bullets and shrapnel splinters.
When the bullet comes on this plate,
and explodes.
Yes, explodes, and the small pieces of the bullet and this layer can
absorb them.
Absorb.
One day, when their country is once more at peace, these engineers and designers will return to more creative work. For now, they say their priority is getting vests to fellow Ukrainians to stop Russian bullets. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Lviv.